This week, I researched, I found this picture. I'm going to show you this picture this morning, and it's these two guys. Do you know who these two guys are? Anybody got an idea who these two guys are? Okay, just so you know, they're WETF champions. They're WETF champions. They are the world champions. They are the world WETF champions. Do you know what WETF stands for? I push the button again. It's the World Egg Throwing Federation. Okay, these dudes are the champion egg throwers of the world. They know how to throw an egg. They know how to get an egg and get it ready and throw it. Do you know how far they've thrown an egg? Push the button again. 307.87 feet. These guys took an egg and they threw it 307 feet. And the other guy caught the egg without breaking the egg. They took an egg and they threw it. And they threw it and they expected someone to catch it. But the really cool part of it is, what I just threw Joe was a rubber egg. Who wants to catch this one? Because this one is not a rubber egg. The reality is, to throw an egg, it takes power to throw an egg. And the reality is, on the other end of that power takes a soft touch to receive that egg, to make that egg receivable, not to break an egg. It's easy to throw a rubber egg. It's easy to catch a rubber egg. It's more challenging to catch this egg. And there is power mixed with gentleness and power mixed with gentleness so that we can receive the power that's stored up in this egg and successfully retrieve the egg. 307 feet. The key to throwing, just so you know, I have a real egg in my hand right now. So if I end up throwing it and thinking that it's a rubber egg, it's not. 100% this is not a rubber egg. Because the reality is, you need the key to egg throwing is power and a gentle touch. You need power. Because no one can throw anything 307.87 feet without power. And no one can catch an egg after it's thrown 307.87 feet without gentleness. God is challenging us to receive power mixed with gentleness. The reality is, I have the ability to break the egg, and the egg has the ability to be broken. God says, you have power, but please wear gentleness. Because with power, without gentleness, you end up making a mess. You have power. Just the fact, he says this in Colossians, he tells us this. And therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion. Clothe yourself with humility. Clothe yourself with kindness. And clothe yourself with gentleness. Why? God, why do you want us to clothe ourselves with gentleness? He said, because you have power. Because I put power in you. And it's not just about throwing it. It's about receiving it. It's not just about throwing it. It's about having a gentleness where you can receive it. And where it can be used to where it needs to be used. Gentleness or meekness, or the gentleness is domesticated. We can get the word from domesticated, the harness for the power. He said, I need you to wear the harness for the power. Because the power is real. You got to have gentleness. You got to have meekness. You got to have the harness for the power. It is the mechanism that directs the power, he says. Please, wear gentleness. Just the fact that he's saying wear gentleness already says you have power. If he's saying you need a harness, he's saying you've got power. And when that power is used outside of the harness of gentleness, you're going to create a mess. You might be able to throw the egg 300 feet, but you will not be able to catch it because you've got no gentleness. Just the fact that he says to wear gentleness means you have power. He's declaring, God speaking over you by saying, wear the harness of gentleness. He's speaking over you. You got power. When the command comes to wear gentleness, it is proclaiming that there's already power on board. It's already there. What are you doing with it? And God says, I've given you power. And I've given you power. Now I'm asking you to put on. I'm asking you to put on the harness. I'm asking you to put on meekness. I'm asking you to put on gentleness. I'm asking you to put on this what controls the power that I put into you. Because life is more than just about throwing eggs. It's about catching. Challenging us to put on power. There is power given to each one of us. Power to live and accomplish. What are you doing with that power? I've got to ask, what are you doing with that power? This is a flow chart that I wrote in my thinking book. Power comes in. And as God was challenging me this week, he said, what's that power meeting? Is that power meeting gentleness and meekness? Is the power meeting a harness that can point it in the right direction? Where's that? Or is it meeting an uncontrolled spirit? Because the power is there, he said. I've given you the ability to live. I've given you the ability to navigate. I've given you some ability. Wow, what's it meeting inside of you? Is it meeting a gentle harness or a meekness? Is it meeting something that can control that power? Or is it meeting an uncontrolled spirit? And if as it meets the gentleness and the meekness, it's used for a purpose use. God says, I got a purpose for that. I got a purpose for that in your life. I got a purpose for that in other people's life. But when it comes in and it's uncontrolled, that power is uncontrolled, you begin to abuse with that power and not use it for its purpose. Does that make sense this morning? And you become a builder or a destroyer. God says, I've allotted so much power to you. I've given it to every one of you. I've given you power. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with it? Are you going to wear gentleness and meekness? Are you going to wear the harness so that power comes in and it can be used for what it's purposed to be used for? So it can be, you can be a builder so the power can increase in you? Or is it coming into this uncontrolled, I'll run my own life type of attitude and I'll do what I want to do in this uncontrolled spirit, and it's getting into that, all of a sudden you're using your power to oppress rather than to build up. And you become an abuser, and you become a destroyer, and your power becomes stagnant at best. You ever come up across some stagnant water? You say, man, I want to hang out here and get me some drink of that, and I'm going to do a little fishing in that. That's stinking water, I'm telling you right now. And I'm telling you, when power comes in to an uncontrolled spirit, it gets stinking. It's a stagnant spirit. It's stagnant water. But when it comes in to a gentle, a meek, a harnessed individual, and that power can come in, and it's using for its purposed use, and it's a building, and it's building and building and building, it's increasing and flowing out of you and into other people, then God says, that's what I want. I don't want you just to throw an egg 307.87 feet. I want you to be able to catch it. The power hits an uncontrolled spirit and we become abusers. The power must be bridled and directed so we become builders. going to turn this whole room into a confession moment. Because we need to stop being abusers with the power that God has given us. We need to say, God, I'm going to put on gentleness. So every bit of power that I have, the ability to walk, the ability to speak, the ability to do anything, is going to be under your control, God. I'm done abusing my family. I'm done abusing with the power that you've given me. I'm done using these hands to tear down. I'm going to build up. And it says this in 1 John. It says this. He says, if you confess with our sins, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. I just got to take a moment here. Can somebody shut those two doors? I've never done that in my life. I get that. And that doesn't mean you can't leave, because if the Spirit gets so riled up in you and you can't stand it, you can leave. But I want this to be transformed. I'm done abusing my power. And we're going to go through some things here and let God convict us. We're going to let God move us in a way, and we're going to say, God, we're done. We're done not being harnessed. This power is done not being harnessed in my life. This harness is going to be on me. I'm going to put it on. I'm going to put it on and let your power that you already have given me. I don't know what's going on outside that door, but I want to know what's going on in here, and we're going to turn this into this big confessional right now. I'm not going to ask you to come to a mic. We picked up the mics. I'm glad we did that before this sermon, because everybody would get a little nervous if mics were out there. But can we just run some of the power that God has given us and some of the things that he expects from us? Can we just run through some of those things and say, you know what, God, that's me. I'm not using my power to do that. I'm going to confess that even in my own heart right here today, because I'm done using the power that you have given me just to throw an egg. I want to be able to catch it too. And I want this power to be used to build, not destroy. I want to become a builder, not an abuser. I want to be a builder, not an abuser. I'm done being an abuser. I'm going to be a builder. God, I want to wear gentleness. I want to wear that harness so that power that's in me can be directed where you want it to be directed. Every stinking ounce of power in me, I want directed toward you, God. And he says this in Psalm 51. He says, have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. When we're confessing to God, I just got to add this. We're asking for God's mercy. We're asking for his compassion. We don't deserve it, but he's going to give it to us because he's a merciful God. Just a couple more passages of scripture. Let me say this. Therefore, Jesus is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because right now in the heavenlies, Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father, and he's interceding for you and me right this very moment. You know what that means? The Spirit's going to bring conviction upon us. The Spirit is going to bring conviction upon us, because that's it. When the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict the world of guilt. He's going to bring conviction upon you because you have been an abuser of his power, just like he has me. And you know what? I didn't stop at my desk when God, all of a sudden, he started to convict me. You've done this and you've done this. You know, I didn't hang on to it and I didn't try to explain my way out of it. I confessed my way out of it. Don't try to figure your way out of something. Confess your way out of it. Because figuring it out or offering an alternative argument doesn't get you forgiven. Confessing gets you forgiven. And God is very faithful to forgive you. And he will convict you and he will forgive you. Here we go. What are you doing with this power? Push the button, please. Reckless words pierce like a sword. A gossip betrays. A lying tongue hates. The tongue has power the tongue has the power of life and death. God, I just ask you right now to fall on us. God, this is not just a sermon. We're not just egg throwers. We're champions. We're not just egg throwers. We're champions. And you have breathed into us this power of being able to speak. And Father, we have misused it. So, Father, bring conviction upon us even at this very moment. Because, Jesus, you're sitting at the right hand of the Father. Spirit, you're bringing in the conviction. Jesus, you're ready to stamp that forgiven. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm asking us this morning, what have you used your voice for? God gives you the power to speak. He hasn't taken the power from these individuals. He hasn't taken the reckless words from someone. But they've used their words to tear down rather than build up. They've used their words, listen, they've used their words to abuse rather than to build up. Some of you know exactly what that feels like. Some of you have been abused by someone else's words. God has given you that power. God has given me that power. And we've used it to gossip about someone. God says, that was not my purpose for giving you that power. Oh yeah, you can throw an egg 307.87 feet. But you got no control over that tongue of yours. I didn't give you a tongue so you could tear people down. I give you a tongue so you could build people up. I give you a tongue so you could sing my praises. I give you a tongue and the ability to speak so that you could glorify your Father in heaven. I give it so you could speak life into people. I give it so you could build up people, and you're using it to destroy them. And you're breaking the eggs all over the place. Is that you? Is that your marriage? Is that your kids? Because you decided that you got the power over your tongue? I knew I was going to sweat during this message. I've been convicted all week. God did not give me the ability to speak so I could belittle my wife. He did not give me the ability to speak so I could hate, so I could lie, so I could gossip, so I could use it recklessly. The reality is the egg can be broken. The reality is when we use our tongue to tear down, that which we're speaking into can be broken. We're breaking each other with the power that God has given us because we have not allowed God to harness that power. Am I making sense today? I need to get moving because we're just on 1.25 pages of my notes. I only have 5 today. Let me throw this out there. Husbands, love your wives and don't be harsh with them. God has given you men. God has given you the ability to love your wife. He has put power in you to love your wife. And because it's unbridled, we've used it to be harsh with them. We've used it to be angry with them. We use it to be irritated with them. You know what? It's high time we stop it and allow God to bridle that so our marriage doesn't look like that. God, confess. We want to confess this today. Fathers, don't exasperate your children. And children, hang on before you look at your dad. You're coming. Okay? Because children, your dad, your Father in heaven has given you power. What are you doing with it? He's given us, fathers, he's given us the ability. He's given us the ability that we can speak into our kids' lives so they will not lose heart. We will build them up, but we're using that to exasperate them. I'm done with that. Because I'm going to put a harness on. Because God says, I got a harness for that. I got a harness for your tongue. I got a harness for your heart. I got a harness for the power that I put in you. And it's meant to build up, not to abuse up. However, each one of you must love his wife as he loves himself. And wives, you must respect your husband. You must respect your husband. He's given us the ability. Women, he's given you the ability to respect your husband, to have a high opinion of your husband. That's what that means. I have a high opinion of my husband. Now listen, you can go to the moments when your husband wasn't that high opinionated, okay? Or maybe he was opinionated and you don't have that high of opinion of him. I'm asking us now, when we say enough is enough, God has given me eyes, the power to see my husband with the highest opinion of all mankind. And I will use that power, God. Some days it's hard. Some days it's hard. But God, it's to realize that your power, not his power. And God, I will let your power give me the ability to have this high opinion of my husband. And I will stand in respect because, God, I am using your power to do that. Wise women build up their build. The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears it down. What you're doing to your children right today will last a lifetime. And just so you know, and I wasn't going to share this, but I'm going to share it. I was in some training this week, and a guy says, I want you to just close your eyes. Imagine yourself between 5 and 8 years old. What do you see? And so, hey, I'm here. I paid the money. I'm going to do what he says. So I closed my eyes, and within a couple seconds or a couple moments, I saw this picture. I saw this picture of a young lad sitting on the front steps of the house I grew up in. And the young lad was outside looking away from the house and looking down the road. And I didn't say anything. And the guy said, hey, anybody want to share? Maybe one or two did. And then all of a sudden he says this. He said, if you were outside the house that you possibly grew up in and you're looking away from the house and maybe even down a road, your house is probably tumultuous. Telling you what, moms have a big deal. That was 49 years ago. And it's the first thought that come to me. Moms, you play a huge role. What are you doing with the power that God has given you? Is your 5-year-old in 49 years at 54 going to close his eyes and see a little boy sitting on a porch ready to leave, ready to put his back? He can't go in the house. He said, you don't feel safe in the house. And he's saying that. And I'm saying, dude, you just nailed me to the wall. I'm glad I'm normally broken. Moms, I know you got a rough job. As much as a dad can know that a mom has a rough job. But I'm telling you, God's given you power to do it. God's given you power to build your house. God's given you power. And I know more about you, but I'm done misusing God's power. I'm done using it for something else. I want gentleness. I want the harness of gentleness to come upon me so that I can live out his purpose in my life and I can breathe into someone else's life and I can throw an egg 307.87 feet and receive the egg without breaking it. And I'm not talking rubber eggs either. Just so you know, that 5-year-old could be broken. He wasn't a yellow rubber egg. These commands I give you today are to be upon your hearts and press them on your children. And I know I can say that in Hebrew too. But what it's saying is this. I've given you the power to impress on your children the ways of God. I fear that our kids know more about math and soccer and about changing tires and changing oil, more about hunting and fishing, and more about the ways of this mowing the lawn. There's a guy that I knew that spent hours to teach his son the right way to mow the lawn. For crying out loud, get the grass shorter. And the reality is that son didn't know a lick about God. So he misused his power, I believe. Does a guy know how to mow the lawn? Yeah, sure. Do we need to math? Sure. Do we need to know about how to change our own? Okay. But God says, I've given you power to impress on your children. And what are you using that power for? Will we confess it today? We confess, I'm not using my tongue the way you designed it, God. Husbands, will you confess, I'm not using the power you give me to love my wife like it should. And today it ends. Today I'm putting on gentleness. Today it ends. I'm going to be harnessed with your power, God. I'm done breaking eggs. Because I just realized my wife's not a rubber egg. And either is your husband. He can be broken too. What's the inside of our house look like? 49 years, or are you going to see a little boy sitting on the steps, can't wait to get out, doesn't feel safe in his own home? New lifers, this matters. Because God's not taking your power. You can be responsible for the power he gives you. But he's not taking it. He expects us to be harnessed so that it can be used for what he desires it to be used for. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Children, he's given you the ability to walk alongside your mom and dad. Well, my mom and dad don't get it. Guess what? You don't either. I'm getting tired of it. I'm told I'm just a kid. Guess what? You're a kid. And for crying out loud, give your mom and dad a break. Why don't you start relying on God's power? Kids, where are you? See, I'm going to obey my mom and dad. Because I'm going to let God harness the power that I have to obey, to walk alongside of my mom and dad. And I have written in my notes here, you treat your parents like they are disposable, then you ask God for an amazing spouse. You treat your mom like a Kleenex, and then you expect someone, God, to bring this amazing woman into your life. God says, you can't even use the power I am giving you to walk alongside your mom. Now you think it's easier to walk alongside of a wife? Why don't you start being a steward of the power I give you so you stop breaking eggs? Don't take advantage of a hired man. Sometimes as an employee or employer, we take advantage of those that are under us, that we hire. We treat them like crap. And some of you have jobs where people treat you like garbage. That just gets under my craw. One who is lacking in his work is a brother to one who destroys. And some of you go to work and you get paid 8 hours and you work right around 3.5. Stop it. God did not give you the ability to work so you could screw off and get paid for it. And he didn't give you the ability to be an owner or a boss so you could belittle the people under you. But seek first God's kingdom and his God's righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you as well. God says this, I've given you the ability to seek me in your seeking everything else in this world. And your life is one broken egg after another, after another, after another, after another. Can we just make the agreement today, I'm done. Using the power that God has given me to seek something other than God. We read about people being given power to heal, to do the miraculous, to lead victoriously, to see the spiritual world, to cast out demons, to go through great challenges, to give above and beyond, to defeat the enemy, to take the gospel into dark places, to stand strong, to go, to rise up, to hang on. In Hebrews, we see this. We see, and what more shall I say? I don't even have time to talk about Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah and David and Samuel and the prophets who through faith conquered kingdoms, through harnessed power conquered kingdoms. Through harnessed power gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions. God, I want more power, God. And God said, let me harness the power that I've already given you. You want more power to do what with? To screw up more people? I'm really sweating right now. I don't know if it's my conviction or my own spirit. To quench the fury of the flames and escape the edge of the sword whose weakness was turned into strength? You gotta be kidding me. And became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received their dead back, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they may gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned and they were sawn in two and they were put to death by the sword. And they went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. Just so you know, that's describing people who had harnessed power and were using the power under God's direction, and he was leading them in places where it took God's power. No wonder God says, put on gentleness. It's not about just throwing eggs 307.87 feet. It's about directing that power that's all stored up in that egg and receiving it and being able to catch it with a gentleness. Do we say, I want that power? I want that power of Hebrews 11. I want that power. If we cannot be a steward of the power already given us, what makes us think we can be stewards of additional power? Because not all eggs are rubber. Eggs break. Push the button, please. God is commanding us to put on gentleness. Perhaps the greater the gentleness, the greater the power we'll be entrusted with. Let me read just the next few slides. Are we willing to put on gentleness? Are you willing to wear the harness? Or do you just want to keep breaking eggs? Or do you want to be a champion? Because the same power is coming in. On the onset, the same power is coming in. Meeting gentleness or meeting uncontrolled spirit. The power in and of itself is not evil or good. It depends on you. what you're going to do with it. Push the button, please. God, I realize that I have the ability to break the ache. Just so you know, this is in my thinking book as my prayer this week, and I'm just sharing it with you. I realize I have the power to break aches. I realize the ache can be broken. I realize that I have power. God, I realize that power is not good or evil by itself. God, I realize that I am the host of that power. I realize that I make the choice. God, I realize that the same power can build or tear down. So God, I make a choice to build. God, I make a choice to not destroy. God, I make a choice to be a difference maker. God, I make a choice to be the hands of Jesus. God, I make a choice to be satisfied with nothing less. God, I make a choice to wear gentleness. God has given you power. He has given me power, or he would have never said to us, wear gentleness. Wear the harness for that power. Stop breaking eggs. God, we've turned this room into a confession room. And today may be the only day I've ever asked you to do this. I'm going to ask, some of you are going to leave, and I'm good with that, 100%. Because some of you have already dealt with this stuff already in your heart. Some of you are wearing that gentleness. I'm just going to ask that we just leave quietly today. And if you want to just sit in your seat for a few more minutes, wives, give your husbands the right to sit there. Husbands, give your right to your wife to sit there if she wants. I'm going to ask just a little music to come up. I'm just going to ask us to leave. Once you get through those doors, please visit, hug, shake hands, whatever you need to do. But if you want to just sit here for a minute and say, God, it's me. I'm done. I'm done misusing the power. I want to wear gentleness. God, help us to do that. You're excused.